My name is Katsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Jose Cuencas, J-O-S-E, middle initial R, last name C-U-E-N-C-A-S. This dictation was done on October 6, 2022, number one. Type 2 diabetes, mellitus with hyperglycemia. The patient's A1C is 8.9%. However, he has preserved kidney functions on the recent labs with a BUN of 13, creatinine of 0.88, and AGFR of 100. There is also evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 660 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 965 milligrams, period. The patient presents with abnormal kappa light change with levels of 32.6. The lambda light chain is normal at 21.2, and the kappa lambda ratio is also normal at 1.54, period. The IFE is negative, period. However, he also has abnormal protein band 1 of 0.2, which is a little bit elevated, period. For the proteinuria, we we were able to rule out vasculitis and autoimmune disorders, as well as hepatitis. All of these tests were negative, period. For further evaluation of the of these abnormal findings, we will refer to the Florida Cancer Center to rule out amyloidosis, AMYLOIDOSIS, or possible MGUS, which we believe is unlikely due to the negative IFE levels. Period. Membranous nephropathy was also ruled out due to evidence of negative DLA2R results. Period. We provided the patient with samples of Farxiga, 10 milligrams, one tablet daily, and we sent the prescription to the pharmacy, the specialty pharmacy, for processing. If approved, the Farxiga will be mailed to the patient's home. Period. Number two, proteinuria, which could possibly be related to the uncontrolled diabetes. However, amyloidosis and possible MGUS, MGUS, is part of the differential, period. We will send the patient to the Florida Cancer Center for further evaluation, period. C number one. Next line, arterial hypertension with elevated blood pressure of 170/90. The patient states he did not take his medication for his blood pressure this morning, period. And he also states that he does not check his blood pressure medication, his blood pressure readings at home, period. We advise him to monitor his blood pressure readings at least twice a day, and to report it on a paper for the next visit. We also encourage him to continue his medication regimen and decrease his intake of sodium in the diet, period. He is euvolemic. Next line. Hyperlipidemia. We encourage him to follow a diet low in cholesterol and fat, period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. The patient is pending the renal ultrasound on the 14th of October, period. We will review the results at the next visit, period. Next line. Overall, the patient is non-compliant with his medications because he states he usually feels a little off when he takes them, and that prevents him from working as a mechanic, period. Educated the patient on the importance of taking his medications as prescribed for further to prevent deterioration of his kidneys or further complications with his physical health. Period. We will reevaluate this case and three months with lab work and